Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. All the callers who are calling on the show today, please bear with me one moment. We'll get the praise and worship started. I would like to encourage you to get your mind, your body, and your spirit aligned.
If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice.
Time of Reflection. This week's destiny focus is encourage. A time of reflection that will encourage, enrich, enlighten, enhance, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, both naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture. And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being found in Ephesians 2:20. We air daily, Tuesday through Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Central Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Time with host Minister Billy Burns. Tune in, expecting to receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number for all segments is 858-683-1334. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com and mail any prayer request or praise report to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750122, New Orleans, Louisiana. Also, we welcome you to like our New Destiny Ministries Facebook page and Twitter page at New Destiny 54. You can listen online at www.newdestinyministries54.com. To hear our archived messages are on blogtalkradio.com. You can also visit us on our YouTube channel. I would like to give a greeting to all who have called in today, to all those listening online or by phone. In the absence of Pastor Adrian Bernard, you're welcome. And I pray that you receive all that you call to receive. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, thanking you for who you are. We thank you for being the Lord who hears and the Lord who answers our prayers. Lord God, and we know that you are sitting on your holy habitation in heaven, looking down to bless us daily, Lord God. Today we ask for a refreshing word, Lord God. We ask to be encouraged with your spirit and equipped with your word, Lord God. We pray for all who are listening, Father God, that you restore their soul, Lord God, that you encourage them to run with their hands to the plow, never looking back, never looking to the right or left, to stop, but to continue to go forward in what you called them to do. Lord, we're praying for all the leaders today, Father God. Bless them and let them know that their labor of love is not in vain, Lord God, and we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of us all, Father God, seen and unseen, what you're doing in the foreground and the background of our lives, Father. We thank you that as we look back over the days before, we have truly been changed, and it is you and your power and your mercy and your love that shines upon us and causes this change. By the reading of your word daily, Father God, we thank you. By being able to pray and call to you, and you answer our prayers, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that as we increase our faith and our action to do the will of God, that you meet us where we are. Father, we pray a special prayer of provision for your children, that they have food, Lord God, that their cabinets have everything needed, Lord, that they're clothed well, Father God. And we pray for those, Lord God, who are feeling downward, that you uplift them on this day, Father God. We pray for those who have court hearings, Father God, that you be in that courthouse, the judges, Lord God, blessing the lawyers, Lord God, to follow your will, Lord God, and let your will be done, Father God. We're praying for those in the hospital beds right now, Father God. Touch their body. Let your will be done in their life, Lord God. We ask that you heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. We pray for those who have a mental issue, Father God. Touch their mind. Allow it to align with your perfect will in their life, Lord God. Allow them to be living testimonies, showing what your miracle signs and wonders do for the lives of the believers, Father. We pray for all those working within the fivefold ministry, Lord God. Bless them. Allow them to put on the whole armor of God that is listed in Ephesians chapter 6. Father God, we ask that you send your protection now as in Psalms 91, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, that you renew our strength, that we're able to mount up like an eagle, Father God, and go into new levels of love and new levels in life with you. And we pray this right now, and we seal it under the blood of Jesus Christ, giving you a high and mighty praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to thank all the callers today, and we'll go straight into the Word of God. Go over some a few scriptures and just share from my heart with you all. Isaiah 40, verse 31, and it reads, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint." And I love this scripture because God is the one who called each of us on our special path in our careers, in the ministry. And he chose this to encourage us. And he knew that there would be times where we may not be encouraged, or there may be times where we felt weak. And there are times where we even wanted to give up or let go or give in. But he gives us this word to encourage us. And he's telling us to wait for him. And that wait may be different for each and every person. For some, it may be a day, a minute, a second. For others, it could be a year or month that go by. But we receive a promise from him that he shall renew our strength and that we will be able to mount up, gathering all, you know, and taking flight like eagles do, flying over any problems, flying over any situation, flying over any setback, flying over any ailment that may be in our body. But there will be a time and a day set apart for us in our season that we shall run and not be weary, and we will walk and not faint. And these are the type of promises that we can thank our Lord for. Just as such, Jeremiah 3:15 states, "And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, those who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." We can be encouraged that he is raising up leaders. He's raising up shepherds after his own heart. And he's raising up those that he's called and he's appointed. And those very leaders will bless us. Maybe it's a pastor, a prophet, anyone in the fivefold ministry. He gives them talent. He gives them skills. And he gives them a heart of God. And they'll come to us. They'll give us God's word. They'll feed us with God's words and his knowledge. And they'll pray over us. And they will have faith in what God has called them to do. And they will lead us, just like shepherds lead the sheep. The shepherds lead them from harm. He leads them into safety. He leads them to green pastures where they can eat all day. And that's the same thing the Lord is going to do with us, appointing people to lead us in the right area in our life, appointing people to lead us to take the right steps and move to the right levels. And that is amazing, and that is something that we can glorify him for. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it reads, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." You see, people can get discouraged. Leaders can be discouraged. Followers can be discouraged sometimes. When struggles come and when trials come our way. But we have to remember that it is working for the Lord. And these things don't come to tear us down or to make us give up or to defeat us. These things come to equip us, to teach us, to help us focus on the Lord. For instance, you know, when things weren't going right in my life and I was working a good job, getting good pay, and I was laid off, and I was so upset, I was so overwhelmed, I had worries and doubt and fear of what would happen for my family. But it led me to move to the city where I am in now. It led me to be closer to my pastor. It led me to work full-time in ministry. It led me to be able to pray for others all throughout the day. It's the Lord who's leading us, and we just have to know that no matter what comes our way, no matter what circumstances that we may seem as setbacks or when we feel that things are not going right, that we have to be steadfast, we have to be unmovable, and we have to continue to do the work of the Lord. And knowing that what we do is not in vain, that we will reap the benefits of it. You know, loving on other people and giving smiles to other people in the midst of our hardships, it makes your day go by. It makes you put a smile on your face. It helps you to forget about your worries and your problems. This scripture in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 reads, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." So you see, the Lord is encouraging us not to give up. And though we may be down or sick in our body or have these worries, that we can just cast it all to Him. You know, because we all will have a season. There's seasons. There's seasons of planting, and there's seasons of when we reap the harvest. And we can be encouraged and be reminded that what we do is for a greater good, and that will lead to a greater eternal purpose. The Lord will give us the harvest as long as we don't give up, as long as we don't walk away from the field, as long as we don't drop our tools that He's given us to use. We can glorify God in knowing that our season is coming. And for those who have had walked out that season and are celebrating now, they can testify of it. Think of the story of Job, all that he went through. You know, facing those types of things, some people in the natural would have given up. Some people would have cursed God. Some people would have been screaming and yelling, "Why me? I did nothing wrong." While all his friends were saying, "Well, what did you do? What did you do to make God angry?" There's a season and time for everything. And just like Job, his latter was greater than his former. He was blessed. Philippians 4:19 read, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." So we can take honor in knowing this word was given to us, and we can glorify God because he's giving us a promise of supplying all our needs. Just take a moment and think about it. What are your needs? Do you have bills that may be piling up? Do you have a problem in your body? Is there a family member that you want to be saved? He's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So his riches and glory may be far beyond what you set your mind to do, but we just have to be encouraged by the word of God. We have to hold on to our faith, and we have to have some spirit of boldness within us, a spirit of confidence that will make us stand up and confess over our situation. Come and you don't have the money in the bank account to cover it. It's time to stand up and profess and confess and make declarations over those bills. And my God will supply every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We have to claim it. We have to speak the word over situations. And we have to know that God will provide, because he is not a man that he shall lie. When our body is sick and we're praying for healing in our body, we have to make those decrees over that he will supply our need of healing. He will supply, because his word declares it, and we have to believe. And then I believe that believing unlocks the key in faith, because you have to have faith. You have to believe with all your heart, with all your might, that his word is going to come through. I had ailments in my body before. I was sick with high blood pressure. I had diabetes. My system wasn't functioning properly. I would get short of breath. You know, I would have these anxiety attacks on the way to work, giving myself insulin shots in my belly, not processing food as I should. And I began to pray. I began to count it all joy. I began to celebrate in my circumstances. I began to say, I'm not going to be diabetic all my life. I'm not going to have high blood pressure. Hey, I'm young. You know, I started making these decrees of faith over my life and taking action on what the word gave. And through faith and through my actions, I've been made whole in those areas. I don't suffer with diabetes anymore or high blood pressure, suffer with those ailments in my body anymore. And that's because I knew God would supply, and I believed it. And that is what we have to do. Stay encouraged by God's word, believing what he says. Activate faith in action. In Hebrews 13:7 says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage for you. You see, I didn't stay down. I didn't stay sad. I began to count things joy we do in our life. That's how we be encouraged. We look to his word, and we receive the fulfilling of his word. Leaders are blessings to the church and to the kingdom of God. And I want to encourage everyone on this line today to pray for your leaders. Encourage them as often as you can. Pray for your friends and family, encouraging them as often as you can with every opportunity. Sometimes, you know, in life, things may seem overwhelming. But if we lift up words of encouragement to others, we'll find ourselves encouraged ourselves. I would like to challenge you all today to pray and ask God how you can encourage your pastor, how you can encourage your sisters and brothers, and how you can just encourage those people that you walk by on a daily. And keeping in mind, you know, that it's small acts of kindness that goes a long way. And those small acts of kindness encourages us. It gives us joy. It gives us joy in knowing that we're standing on the promises of God and we're operating in unity within the body of Christ. I would like to pray now before closing out this call. As you know, we are in the absence of Pastor Adrienne Bernard. She's busy in the field right now, you know, showing her labor of love, which is never in vain. I want to lift her up in prayer. I want to lift all those up in prayer who are calling by line. Are online, to be encouraged through God's word today, remembering Isaiah 40:31, but they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Remembering Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Remembering 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Holding on to Galatians 6:9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Holding on to Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in his glory in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 13:7, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Father God, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the word that went forth, Father God, and we will wait on you. We will wait on you, Lord God, because we know that you will renew our strength, Lord God, giving us enough strength to mount up like eagles, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that we'll be able to run and not be weary, Father God. We thank you that when we walk, we shall not faint, Father God. And we're counting it all joy, Father God, and thanking you for the shepherds who have your own heart, who you place over our life, Lord God. We thank you for them, Lord God, and we pray that you go with them and before them in all that they do, Father God. And we're praying, Lord God, to continue to stay steadfast and immovable, Lord God, abounding with the Lord, abounding with you, Lord, with your love from above that you bestowed upon us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that our season is here. Our season to reap the harvest is here, Father God, because we didn't give up, because we refused to throw in that towel, Father God. We're thanking you in advance for the blessings to come this week, for the testimonies that will come forth this week, for our healing that will come forward, Lord God. We're thanking you that you're supplying all of our needs, Father, according to your riches and glory, Father. And we are thanking you for giving us the spirit of obedience for today. Lord God, obedience to go after you, Father God. Obedience in listening to your words that you have given. Obedience to listening to our leaders you put before us who are laboring in love on our behalf, Father God. We are thanking you, Lord, for this line, Lord God, and the availability that we have to dial up and hear a word of encouragement. Father God, to be encouraged in our mind, in our body, and in our spirit, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Adrienne Bernard's vision, her vision to connect leaders, her vision to walk in love, her vision, Lord God, to give us a time of reflection, Father God, that we use to encourage, enrich, and enlighten, and empower all who listen today, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, the seen and the unseen. We thank you for your presence that is upon us, Lord God, that we feel the warmth of your love, Lord God, that we are being filled with faith, Lord God, to achieve the impossible each day, Father God. We are thanking you, Lord God, for the vision, Lord God, and we will run with your vision, Father God, holding on to that word in Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain. And though it tarried await, because it will surely come to pass, we're holding on to your promises, Lord. We're thanking you for the very life that you have given us today, Lord. We're thanking you that we woke up another day, Lord God. We're praying for those who have lost loved ones on last night, Lord God. We're praying that you give them strength and that you comfort them, Lord God, in the absence. Your word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so help us to turn our mourning into celebration that they're with you, near you, Lord God, in your bosom, near your bosom, Lord God, and we thank you for that. We're thanking you, Lord God, for all that you continue to do, and we honor you today, and we're glorifying you, and we thank you. Hallelujah.